Moving on now with the news, our third story, Egyptian security forces clash with and use tear gas against university students in Cairo and in the Asyut governorate. Security forces have blocked all roads leading to the Al-Azhar University and fired extensive amounts of tear gas at students. Several students have been injured and several others arrested. Angry students were protesting the death of two of their peers in clashes with security forces on Monday. Reports say there are clashes in both branches of Al-Azhar University in Cairo and Asyut. The students have also been protesting the trial of their peers at a criminal court on charges of attacking the Al-Azhar headquarters. The Al-Azhar Student Union has called for a strike across the university's branches until the perpetrators of Monday's killings are brought to justice. Get more now from our correspondent Karim Gamaluddin with us now live from Cairo. Karim, over to you. What's the latest?
Yes, Homa, clashes are taking place between the protesters, the student protesters, and security forces who are firing extensive rounds of tear gas inside the university campus behind me. And the student protesters are hurling stones on their end and chanting anti-military slogans and anti-Ministry of Interior slogans, calling on the security forces to stop firing tear gas. On the other hand, students from inside are calling for the ambulance cars to enter the university, but they're not allowed to enter. And the security forces are continuing with their crackdown on the student protesters who are calling for the retribution for their peers who were killed on the hands of the security forces on Monday. And also they're calling for the release of those who are detained. Wide-scale detentions, Homa, are taking place right now as the security forces have stormed the Al-Azhar dormitory and also the premises of the faculty in the area of Nasr City in east of eastern Cairo, as they're continuing their crackdown on the students who are defiant and continuing with their protests since Saturday. They have been protesting almost on a daily basis, and the university has been the epicenter in the past few weeks for the protests calling for the reinstatement of Mohamed Morsi and the downfall of the military, downfall of the military coup. And also the students are protesting a highly contentious protest law that has imposed hefty fines and harsh jail sentences on the protesters. A very tense situation here in Egypt, Homa, and as you can see behind me, the security forces are brutally cracking down on student protests. Yes, Homa.
Karim Gamaluddin, our correspondent with us there live from Cairo with updates there. But also joining us now live from London is Mr. Ali Al-Kabbani. He's a journalist and writer. Let's get his comments now about the situation in Cairo. If he's going to join us, we will have him. Mr. Kabbani, now thank you so much for being with us on the Top 5. We had our correspondent there describing for us the situation. Do you think things are getting out of hand even before any voting takes place on the new constitution, and there were fears that there's going to be some kind of disorder about that? We're seeing the student movement, we're seeing even members of the former 2011 uprising being arrested, being put to trial, and more security measures, the protest law that's being seen as something that's violating people's rights. How are you analyzing the situation?
Actually, the situation now is that the military coup is showing the ugly face of the Egyptian state today. First, they pretended that they are trying to get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood domination of the political life in Egypt, but all sectors of the Egyptian society now realized that they are living under an ugly military domination by an illegal and illegitimate government, which were brought to power by protest. Massive protest of the 30th of June that paved the way to the military coup. And now they are issuing an anti-protest low. But we can see that all sectors of the Egyptians are moving now. Egyptian students in all universities are protesting against this oppression, brutality, lack of freedom. They said that they wanted a section of the Egyptian people didn't like the domination of the Muslim Brotherhood on the political life in Egypt. But now the police state, Mubarak state, have been restored back by el-Sisi. And we can see now anyone who opens his mouth is arrested, detained, even without trial. And we see these farce trials of 21 young Alexandrian girls tried for obstructing one side road, and a hypocrite judge who tried to serve the military leaders, but actually he caused great damage to them by ruling to jail those girls for 11 years, each and every one of them, and also 17 years in a speedy trial for the students of Al-Azhar universities, while all the culprits who corrupted the political life in Egypt and looted the wealth of the country, Mubarak and his gang, are out of jail now. So people realized very well now that the military coup of the 3rd of July was bringing back, as Sisi said in the leaked videos and tapes to his other generals, that they are trying to bring back all the restrictions and the red lines which the Blessed Revolution of the 25th of January have broken. And now he can declare to his generals that he is in charge, bringing the ugly military rule back to Egypt, which controlled it for the last 60 years. Mm-hmm. And during these 60 years, destroyed its economy, political life, and the prestige and the standard of Egypt among other nations.
Yes.
Egypt now is in the bottom of the corrupt states of the world. And that military coup, who pretended and claimed that they are trying to bring back stability, political stability to Egypt, have caused more acute polarization, more division of the Egyptian people, political instability, economic collapse, and no freedom whatsoever for anyone, even those who brought them to power in Tamar Road, 6th of April.
Yes.
And other people who are enemies of, political enemies of the Muslim Brotherhood, are now detained and jailed in the prisons of Sisi.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ali Al-Kabbani, journalist and writer, with us live from London. You're with the top five.